I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's a beautiful, excuse me, comfortable, just took a sip of tea and it went down the wrong way. Hey, it's a partly cloudy Tuesday, really comfortable. It's going to be great for all the Swifties who are going to be in town this weekend for the Taylor Swift concert. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night at the Caesars Superdome. I'm Scoot on the air, and we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I wrote a blog that is titled, Why are Former President Trump's Pants on Fire? So we'll talk a little bit about that. CNN, CNN has a chief, he used to have a show on CNN. Then he was fired, and then CNN brought him back as a chief media analyst. Brian Stelter says that he has been bashed on social media because he said that former President Trump's visit to the McDonald's was carefully staged. Well, what's wrong with saying that? We'll talk about that, and we'll just talk about the idea of just being bashed on social media. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's kind of funny. And some of these people who want to bash you on social media, it's like they're so desperate to make their case. They're so desperate for their voice to be heard that it's really almost funny. All right, this is breaking. There's some new allegations of plagiarism after a book bombshell was dropped, and this is involving Kamala Harris, a new plagiarism scandal that could potentially, you know, damage her image, and it surfaced about testimony that she delivered as a U.S. senator. So really, that's kind of serious stuff. We'll talk about that. Also, Kamala Harris wants to give it away, free birth control, and she says that the Biden administration has been proposing the largest expansion of contraception coverage. So, you know, I mean, I tell you why I like the idea of free birth control, if people use it, of course, is because then there's no excuse for not only having children when you want to have children. What is really sad is that young teenagers, excuse me, need to be put on birth control. Young teenagers are sexually active. And it's not unusual for a 14-year-old girl. Yesterday, a nurse called the show and said that they've seen 13-year-old girls giving birth to babies. I mean, that is just absurd. And I wonder who's impregnating them. Men in their lives. And this kind of stuff is tolerated. It's not tolerated by everybody, but it's tolerated by enough people to where it happens. So, you know, we'll talk about free birth control. Also, lower-priced new cars are becoming very popular, and not just with people who can't afford to buy expensive cars, that even people who can afford to buy more expensive cars are buying lower-priced cars. We'll talk about that probably in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon. Always fun to talk about cars because, you know, your car is often, not always, but often it's a reflection of who you are. All right. Taylor Swift tickets sold out, been sold out for a long, long time. The tickets are now going. This is, you know, after the tickets that were sold out. There are tickets that are on sale anywhere from $3,400 to $4,500. That'll get you a floor seat and around $1,300 for the upper level or nearly behind the stage. Now, I heard on Channel 4 earlier during the noon news, I heard that there were a couple of tickets going for, I think she said $215,000 or something, or $115,000. I mean, just absolutely absurd. I mean, I don't care how much you like somebody. Is it really worth that? And I mean, $3,400. I mean, if you took a date, that's $6,800. And that doesn't even count for, you know, concession stuff. But that's just crazy. To get a floor seat, $3,400, $4,500, or $1,300 to be up in the upper deck. But, for some people, maybe that's worth it. And then think of the people that are spending money to come here. So that's an expense. Hotel rooms are expensive. Traveling here is expensive. Whether you're driving or flying, there's an expense there. So people are spending a lot of money to come here and see Taylor Swift because, you know, this is a regional concert. When somebody like Taylor Swift comes to town, this entire area responds. And there are people coming from even farther away than just this immediate area. So big expense, but a tremendous boost to the New Orleans economy. And, you know, this is going to be a good crowd. You know, these are people who are not going to come here and fight. You know, they're not going to come here and start trouble. You know, generally speaking, they're not going to come here with guns. You know, this is not a group of people, the Swifties. This is not a group of people that the city of New Orleans has to worry about. This should be a good, clean group of people coming to our city just to have a good time. Kamala Harris is concerned about skits and jokes about Donald Trump, saying that those things might distract from the brutally serious consequences of him winning back the White House. Now, I'm always for comedy. I'm always for sarcasm. I always support that. But I think to some degree she has a point. Now, we're not going to stop on this show having fun with things that Donald Trump talks about. But when Donald Trump talks about the size of a great golfer, a legendary golfer's unit, you know, I mean, Donald Trump is himself distracting from himself, distracting from the real issues of the campaign. But I mean, I wonder if it's just kind of about the comedy of the whole thing. And then bringing up Hannibal Lecter and bringing up some of the bizarre things that he's been bringing up recently on the campaign trail. You know, you got to wonder if he himself is creating the material for the skits and the jokes that they know is going to distract from the real issues. And then there was the McDonald's visit. And we know that that was staged and all set up and everything. But as I said yesterday, I thought it was a positive thing because the average American voter doesn't really always pay attention to the content. They simply pay attention to the picture they see. And seeing Donald Trump in the drive-through window, Donald Trump doing the fries, all that kind of stuff makes it seem like he's in touch with the common man. But I don't think he really is. But I do think that was a good bit for them to do. I mean, kind of stupid, but I think it was effective. So we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You drinking your tea?
I'm drinking my tea. Yeah, I went down the wrong way. Yeah, I take a sip right before I go on the air. Went down the wrong way.
I got creamy coconut Dr. Pepper again. You know, I don't know. Oh. Did we talk about creamy coconut Dr. Pepper when you were here? I think I talked about it with Coleman when you were on vacation or something.
I guess so, because that sounds really good. I mean, I like Dr. Pepper to start with, and creamy coconut would be really good.
Yeah, I've been huge on coconut this year. You know, not because of, you know, Kamala Harris or anything and her coconut memes, but just I like the coconut flavor. And then Dr. Pepper rolled out this creamy coconut Dr. Pepper. And let me tell you, I really like this stuff a lot. I don't drink a lot of soft drinks, but man, I'm having one of these just about every day now.
It sounds good. Look, hold it up to the camera so I can see you.
I see you.
Hold it up to the camera so I can see the can.
Yeah. Okay, here
it comes. A little better.
Yeah, the videos. See that?
Yeah, different can.
Oh, yeah, different
nice.
Can. Yeah, it's got a picture of coconut on it.
I will try that because I do like Dr. Pepper.
Probably don't need a whole 12 pack, but you know if you see a single, you know, in the you know supermarket or whatever, grab it.
Yeah. Hey, you know this stuff? Is it called Poppy? The new soda.
The
is
new
it called
soda?
Poppy?
I don't know anything about no new soda.
I've got some. There's a new soda out, and it's really good. And
Poppi. Yes.
Poppi. Yeah, Poppy. You can find it at Target. You can find it a lot of places. I want to tell you, I've tasted several of those, and they're damn good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, they have practically nothing in terms of sugar and bad stuff. They have practically nothing in them. So, you know, if the kids are you know, they're kind of addicted to soda, if they like a lot of soda and you don't want them to drink sweet soda, you really should check that Poppy stuff out because it's a lot better for them than the other stuff and a lot less sugar in it. And I mean a lot less sugar than the sugary drinks, and they taste pretty good.
Yeah, it's got prebiotics in it. Grams of sugar or less, 25 calories or less. So, yeah, says it's time to love soda again.
Yeah,
well, you
bad.
Can drink your prebiotic poppy soda, and I'm going to be drinking the creamy coconut chemical concoction. How's that?
All right. We have to talk about this later, but there is concern over the price of chocolate. The price of chocolate is going up. There have been some problems. There have been crop diseases and adverse weather conditions along the Ivory Coast and Ghana in Africa, and there's going to be a dramatic increase in cocoa prices. And you need to remember that this happened under the Biden administration. And I don't know how Kamala Harris is going to answer for this, but she's part of the Biden administration, and chocolate prices are going up under the Biden administration. So it is happening. I don't know if this is going to become a huge campaign issue, but we'll talk about that. But apparently it's not going to have an impact on Halloween because the big chocolate sellers ordered their cocoa and have their chocolate all set. And they did that last year. So no need to worry about it for Halloween or for the rest of this year. But it is coming. And remember, now let's say President Trump wins. President Trump wins, and next year the price of chocolate skyrockets. Remember that we talked about it on the show. It's not going to be Trump's fault. Because you know there's going to be people who are going to say, oh, you see, the price of chocolate, it skyrocketed. It's Trump's fault. He's president now. The price of chocolate's going up. No, the seeds for the increase are already planted right now. So it's not going to be Trump's fault. And if Trump wins and he does get blamed for the high chocolate prices, I will defend him for that.
Well, you can't turn around and then say that it's Biden's fault. I mean, you said yourself, it's weather conditions in West Africa. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with Joe Biden's policies.
Got
right?
kind of joke.
Okay, I'm just making sure because some people aren't bright enough.
You know, I know
to
sometimes
get the jokes.
Sometimes the sarcasm is so serious that it goes right over people's heads. So, yeah, I was just really kind of joking about that, but I'm sure somebody might want to bring that up. All right, you want to do some early text before we get to the first break?
Here's a text message from Soothsayer Sam, who says, the city of New Orleans doesn't have to worry about the Taylor Swift crowd. They have to worry about the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, true. Came into that. They worry about the citizens, not the people coming in town for the Taylor Swift concert. They need to worry about the citizens here.
Here's someone that says, I got the two... Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought they were saying they got Taylor Swift tickets. They said, I worked at Warehouse Records, a Ticketmaster outlet, in 1984. I was on the ticket computer waiting for the Kinks with Tommy Shaw so at UNO to go on sale, and I got the two best seats possible, the two center seats, front row center, on the floor. Those tickets didn't cost $20 each, wow. And I would rather see the Kinks for $20 than Taylor for $200,000.
But can you imagine? I mean, look, the seats are like they're selling for like $3,400 and $4,500 a ticket to get on the floor. I mean, can you imagine somebody buying that? And most people are not going to go alone. They're going to bring somebody with them. It's going to be a mother or a father and a daughter, or in some cases, a son. I'm assuming most of the crowd will be female, but there'll be guys there. There'll be some young guys there who like Taylor Swift. But I can't imagine paying that much money to go to a concert, because in some ways it's just ridiculous. But, you know, if people have the money and they want to spend it, let them spend it.
Let them spend it. Because then they're also going to, you know, buy a hotel and get in a Lyft and go to the supermarket and do all the
That's
things
right.
people do when they're here. Here's a text that says, my daughter is getting married this weekend in New Orleans. All the hotels and limousines are booked up.
Oh,
flights
wow.
are doubled in price. It's crazy. She had her date picked out before the concert dates were announced. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
That's tough
that's
sledding,
a tough situation.
Man. Yeah, I feel really badly for you. I mean, what do you... I don't know. I guess depending on how far along in the wedding planning you were when it was announced that Taylor Swift was going to be in this, but that would have been the moment. He said, okay, today... We're changing the date of the wedding. You know, it could just be a weekend before or a weekend after, so it's nothing too dramatic. But, man, I really feel for you, pal. That sucks.
Yeah. But, Ian, think about this. Let's say, okay, the Taylor Swift concert has not been announced yet, and somebody's planning to get married this weekend, and they've already booked the limousines. I mean, the limousine companies, and then Taylor Swift comes to town. The limousine companies gave that person a price for the wedding before Taylor Swift was coming to town. They may lose out on money because it was pre-booked before the concert was announced, and they would have made a lot more if they would have booked it in conjunction with the concert being here. A
couple more quick ones. Here's one that says, Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut is what we call in the trade an LTO, limited time offer. Buy it while you can. I've been stocking up. the National Reserve of Creamy Coconut Dr. Pepper is it.
Don't announce this because people will try to break into your apartment
to get it. I
got
security systems. I thought of all this. Okay. I called, APB security, whatever.
All right, I'm concerned. You know, you just don't announce that you've got a big supply of Dr. Pepper cream coconut.
Come and get it. Come and you can pry this Dr. Pepper out of my cold, dead hands.
Hey, remember, you know, if you enter somebody's home and they think you're a burglar and they think that, their life might be at stake, they can shoot you. So is it really worth it?
Yeah. It's not worth it. Go get your own Dr. Pepper. Here's a text that says, where can I buy this creamy coconut Dr. Pepper? I've looked for it and have not been able to find it. I got mine at Rouse's, man. And it's there. It has a little area in the mid-city Rouse's where sometimes it's sold out, but that's where I've been buying it.
Wow.
And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, this has got to be a complete joke. I'm really scratching my head, and I cannot believe the cost of chocolate is on the news. What the hell is going on? There's got to be more important things to talk about.
No,
come on, guys.
There's not. I mean, you know, somebody always says that. And I mean, of course there are other things to talk about. But
it's 1:24. You know, we're just getting started.
Yeah, we're not going to always talk about like the most serious life-threatening things. And I tell you, one of the big issues in our country is the national debt. You want to sit here and talk about that for 3 hours? Well, you're going to have to find another show because we're not going to do it.
Can you imagine being the person that walks into a room full of 30,000 people and says, I would rather talk about the election than the price of chocolate? You know, keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, this is a big deal. I mean, I like chocolate. I don't want the price to go up. And then, you know, there's a ripple effect through society. You know, the price of chocolate goes up and, you know, places can't afford to have chocolate and then people lose their jobs. I mean, this is a big deal. But, you know, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about how trends can start when somebody's president. The manifestation of those trends doesn't really happen until the new president has been sworn in. And if it's a new president, they might get blamed for something that is happening. And I remember this with George H. Walker Bush. The economy started to improve 6 months before the election. And I even remember saying this on the air on WWL at the time. I said, there are changes in the works and the economy is changing. Everybody isn't noticing that, but the economy is changing. And then the election and Bill Clinton wins and Bill Clinton takes over a time when the economy was already changing 6 months before George H. Walker Bush left office. So Clinton inherited this trend that really manifested itself when Clinton was president. So Clinton really didn't deserve full credit for that. That was a trend that started 6 months earlier before he became president. So I'm just kind of mentioning that if chocolate prices really do go up next year, if Trump is elected, it's not his fault. And you know people are going to want to blame him for the high price of chocolate. All right. Why are Trump's pants on fire? We'll talk about that when we come back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And this afternoon, I'm going to share some of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And I thank all of you for commenting. And I thank those of you for commenting on some of the comments because I need you. I need you to join us. Scoot on the Air Facebook, join it and comment on what we post. And read some of the comments and post comments about those comments. We'll be right back. It's Tuesday afternoon on WWL. All right, Halloween coming up next week, but I guarantee you this weekend is going to be cray-cray. It's going to be wild. The weekend before Halloween, because a lot of people, you know, can't do a lot during the week because it's a school night. So people are going to go crazy this weekend. So just be safe, but, you know, have a great time if you're out there. So, you know, Halloween weekend, the Taylor Swift concert. I bet a lot of people are going to go in costumes to the Taylor Swift concert. And, of course, a lot of young girls are going to dress up and try to look like Taylor Swift. Let's go to CJ in Natchez. Hey, CJ, welcome to WWL.
What's up, Scoot? This is your number one whistling fan. How you doing today?
I appreciate it. You know, you're in one of my number one favorite cities. I love Natchez. It's just such a quaint, beautiful, historic town.
Oh, it's wonderful out here. Now, let me just say this. First of all, I am embarrassed as an American to hear our ex-president say the things that he says. It really hurts me as an American. Whether I vote for him or not, I'm just embarrassed as an American to number one. And whatever happened to stop bullying, you know, I mean, and calling people out of their name, to me, it's like a license to bully. You know, when you hear it from the president and these young kids in school, they calling people names, and it's okay because the president does it. And let me just go here, the last one. I don't think that Mr. Trump would send out military army people against their own people, because people are not going to kill their own people. But he's got Elon Musk and robotic robots, AI robots, that I think that's probably why, and this is kind of off the wall, why Elon Musk is probably in there saying, hey, look, just use these army robots, because they're probably going to use them eventually, but they're not going to use Americans against Americans. Why not AI, who doesn't have a soul or a spirit, and under a voice activated, you know, situation? That's the realm you can keep talking about.
You know, I hope it's a lot of hot wind. I hope it's a lot of talk from Donald Trump, and he's just talking about doing what he's doing. But when he talks about the use of military against people who disagree with him, like Democrats, when he talks about that, he's not doing anything except exciting his base, the MAGAites. He's not bringing in new voters. He's not bringing in the mainstream Republicans and the moderate Democrats that he needs to win, because there are not enough MAGA voters in America to elect him.
Well, let's just hope so. Let's just hope that what is Musk doing in there? I mean, because he's got all these robots and a voice activated. I mean, what is the purpose of him being there with these multi-million robots? You know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm not into this conspiracy thing, but there's something that we don't know. But I pray the Lord that it just straightens up, you know, and that we all American become Americans. I'm tired of this. I would
like that. It happened, and I don't remember the exact moment it happened, CJ, and I really appreciate your call. Thanks for listening to Natchez. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but it happened when being an American was second to being a Republican or a Democrat. All right, it's true. All Republicans, all Democrats, all politicians lie. But the lies of Kamala Harris involve exaggerations of statistics or policies or what she has done or what she didn't do. The lies of Kamala Harris are more indicative of the lies that all politicians tell. But her lies don't compare to the spectacular lies based in fantasy land that ex-President Donald Trump is entertaining us with during the campaign of 2024. You know, we have an update on one of the most recent fantasies that Donald Trump continues to tell, even though it is absolutely not true, and there's no evidence supporting what he's saying. But he continues to lie, even though it's sheer fantasy. So as part of the Barbershop series on the Fox News Channel, Donald Trump was asked by a parent of a five-year-old what Donald Trump plans to do if he's elected about the failing schools in areas like the Bronx in New York. And Trump acknowledged that our schools are failing and expressed the opinion that the Department of Education is failing our schools, and maybe it's not even necessary. And I think there's an argument for getting rid of the Department of Education, but that's a topic for another show. But it was Trump's answer to the question about what he would do, excuse me, if he is elected president in less than 2 weeks. Well, no, actually 2 weeks from today. And it made me realize that, you know, Trump is living in fantasy land with so many of these lies, and sadly, people believe it. In answering the question about what he would do as president to fix our failing schools, Trump said that he would stop transgender surgeries from taking place at schools in America. He said, quote, you know, they take your kid. There are some places your boy leaves school and comes home a girl. Okay, without parental consent. All right, this would be comedy if it weren't true that he says this, but it is true. He went on to say, there, and I guess he's talking about the Democrats, they're a threat. Could you imagine without parental consent? At first, what I was told was actually happening. I said, you know, it's an exaggeration. No, it's happening. It's happening in areas where it happens. Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's happening in areas where it happens. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to straighten things, a lot of things out. So imagine how the American parents feel when their son goes to school one day and returns home a girl. It seemed like a routine day. I could empathize with these parents who are hardworking parents. They're hardworking Americans. And they pay their taxes and they don't break laws. And without their consent, the school takes their child to a hospital during school hours to have a sex change, making him a little girl. And imagine the shock of the parents of a little girl who innocently goes to school one day, and her parents pick her up in the drive-through line to find out that their little girl is now a little boy. Transgender operations should never happen in our schools, especially without parental consent, right? Fox and Friends aired Trump's brilliant suggestion of stopping these surgeries, and co-host Ainsley Earnhardt said, quote, "It is happening. It's unbelievable as a parent that you would not be notified for such a major decision." Now, I agree. No parent should drop their kid off at school and pick them up and their child's a different sex. I mean, that's deplorable. It's ridiculous. But here's the problem with Trump's idea of fixing our failing schools by stopping the schools from making children go through sex change operations without parental consent. The problem is, it's not happening. The problem is, it has never happened. Fact-checking by CNN and NBC found there is zero evidence that schools are changing young children's sex without parental consent. Even in states where gender-affirming surgery is legal for people under the age of 18, parental consent is always required. What doctor or hospital would risk a certain lawsuit that would follow if the school sent their child through gender-affirming surgery without the consent of parents? The fact is confirmed by the American Association of Medical Providers that this is not happening. In fact, most schools require parental consent if a student wants something as benign as Tylenol or Advil. And isn't it interesting that no one in the Trump campaign can offer any evidence whatsoever that Trump's allegation is true? The lie about schools ordering gender-affirming surgery for young students without parental consent, and the lie that about some American schools putting litter boxes in bathrooms for students that identify with being cats, which is also not true. These lies reach beyond the scope of traditional candidates lying about statistics and accomplishments. These lies about Haitian immigrants stealing and eating people's pets led to death threats and threats of violence. And some of the bizarre lies have consequences. A man in North Carolina refused to accept FEMA money when his home was destroyed by Hurricane Helene because of the lies that were told by Trump campaign and by MAGA people that FEMA is in a land grab mentality and it's connected to accepting help from FEMA. So this man did not accept help from FEMA because he was afraid that they were going to steal his land if he took the money. And Trump continues, without any proof, to say that FEMA is taking money allocated to Americans hit by Hurricane Helene and giving it to house illegal immigrants. It's not true. Again, not true. And the Trump campaign fails to provide any information whatsoever. Don't you think if they had information, they would love to give that to the media and say, see, we told you we're telling the truth? Ian, our senior producer of our show, yesterday on the show, made a comment about people going to his rallies to hear about policy. No, they don't go to hear about policy. They go to essentially hear a stand-up comedy routine. And then Trump now is dancing? Ian's right about that. Donald Trump's imagination has been working overtime with these fantasy-like lies. And I guess we should be grateful because they're so bizarre that they're actually entertaining. And what's most entertaining about these wild lies is that many people actually believe that they're true. The true story about George Washington chopping down the cherry tree supports the reality that all politicians lie. You know, we've heard the version, young George telling his dad, yes, I chopped down the cherry tree. Father, I cannot tell a lie. But here's the actual story of how it goes. George Washington's father saw the cherry tree chopped down. He approached his young son and said, George, did you chop down the cherry tree? To which young George looked up and replied, Dad, if I don't lie, how will I ever get to be president? So let's set the record straight here. Donald Trump's pants are on fire. And this latest lie about schools turning children into the other sex, what, during school hours? What, they take them in first period and take them to the hospital? They have a gender-affirming operation, and they're a different sex when the parents pick them up from school? You need to know that is a lie. It's not happening. All right, if you've got a comment, you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Here's a song for those of you who might have seen Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney together campaigning. Yeah, you might not be happy with that. Liz Cheney, a Republican, and her dad, Dick Cheney, vice president under George W. Bush. Liz Cheney and her dad, Dick, are both voting for Kamala Harris. She was campaigning, and so I know some of you might think they're bad girls. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we are coming right back on WWL. Yeah, it's another day of soaking up the sun. I know, October 22nd, and it's in the 80s, the low 80s. Comfortable, but, you know, yeah, this time of year, I'd like it to be a little cooler. I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Metairie and Adam. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got two questions for you. I just wanted to hear your opinion on. Listening to you talk about Trump and, you know, the sex changes in school. You know, I don't think he means that the children are going to go to school and then one day come back a different sex. Do you think he actually means that, like, literally? Or do you think he means in terms of, like, the teachers affirming, you know, the identity of the student going from a boy to a girl? Do you think he means, like, the actual sex change? Or maybe, like, the teacher is actually, like, you know, supporting, you know, these students changing their sexes, because gender is a social construct based on the liberal ideology. Is that correct?
Well, I can't speak for Donald Trump, because I don't know. But Adam, I find it's really interesting that whenever there's something that Donald Trump says that is just truly embarrassing and humiliating because it's so bizarre, there are people who feel like, well, no, that's not what he really meant. This is what he meant. I know you're asking me a question, but you're implying that he didn't mean what he said. And what he said is, and I'm quoting here, you know, they take your kid. There are some places your boy leaves school and comes back a girl, okay, without parental consent. There, meaning the Democrats are a threat. Can you imagine without parental consent? So, you know, there's this idea that, yeah, I don't know what he really means in his heart, but it's all stupid because there's no evidence of it ever happening.
So I think Donald Trump actually means that the teachers are a threat in terms of
well, then why doesn't he say that?
Mindset. Well, because there's an ideology amongst the public school system where, you know, there's this allowing the children to do whatever they want, and yet, oh, you feel like you're a boy, but you're a girl. We're gonna call you by this made up name. I think that's what he's referencing, and you know,
well,
I
then
just
why doesn't
no,
he say that?
No,
Adam?
No.
Why doesn't he say that?
Wait, hold on.
That's not no.
I asked you.
Listen, you don't want. I know, but you don't, you know, people don't want me to talk. They don't want me to counter what they're saying. Why doesn't he say that? Why do you have to call up and define what Donald Trump really meant?
Because, hey, listen, we know Trump is very boisterous with what he says, and he's exaggerated. My question to you, Trump, Scoop, was, do you think he actually thinks they're having physical sex changes or in terms of, like, the ideology? And then your answer was, well, I can't speak on what he means. And you say that I can't speak what he means, but you literally just did this sarcastic soliloquy about how he thinks that he's going to have all these sex changes. So you make fun of the actual comment, but when I question, you know, why you're saying it, you say, well, I can't speak for him. My question is do you think it's more of an ideology thing or physical sex change that he is talking about? I understand what he said, but I think he does get a little emotional with the things that he says. And when he's talking about the enemy, I was talking about the ideology of these teachers who manipulate these children. That's what they do. Okay? And I don't want you to
that's
say
a, that's
bad
a whole
about
different
schools.
That's a whole different topic. I mean, that's a worthy topic to talk about. But what about the litter boxes? I mean, that never happened either. What about the eating pets? I think Donald Trump honestly convinces himself that these things are true. So while I can't speak for him, I think he believes
Jefferson it. High School here? Have you ever heard of Thomas Jefferson High School in New Orleans?
No. I've heard of East Jefferson.
You haven't heard of Thomas Jefferson on the West Bank?
No, I've not heard of it.
It's a great school. Well, they actually had two students there. They weren't identifying as cats or a dog. They're identifying as like a meerkat or something. And this happened in New Orleans, and they were requesting a separate part, not in the bathroom. They wanted to be outside, and the school had to shut it down. And you're saying it doesn't happen. This happened in New Orleans.
Right, wait,
how can you say that it's not happening?
The school actually did that? They actually
they
put litter
no
boxes.
They said no to the students.
Okay,
yeah.
Who cares
so,
what the students
okay, so,
think, man?
So what?
No,
yes.
Wait, Adam. Ian and Scoot, hold on. Ian, hey, if you're going to double team me, hold on. So you're saying it doesn't happen, but I'm giving you a presentation.
It didn't happen.
Wait, on, if this no, you hold on. I'm putting you on hold because this is getting too frustrating for me to observe this. And we know Adam and Metairie's done this before. You are saying that two students identified as meerkats and asked the school to accommodate them, and the school said no. That's not a story, Adam. That is not supportive of this theory that there's a nationwide effort by public schools to force gender ideology on grade school children or bring the litter boxes into the classroom.
That's right.
The thing that you're saying is not the point that you're trying to make.
Ian. I mean, if somebody says something, somebody can say something, but if it shut down, well, then it didn't happen.
Who cares?
Adam, I'm telling you that it did not happen, and you can't give me proof that it happened.
Yeah, but be quick, because we're late.
Can I ask you a question?
Go quick.
Yeah, one more.
So if Thomas Jefferson, their board had to come together and even entertain the idea, are you saying that there are schools all across the country that wouldn't do the same thing and act on it? Is that what you're saying?
It has never, I'll leave it at this, Adam. I'm going to leave it at this. It has never happened. You can conjure up any justification you want, but it has never happened. There is no evidence of litter boxes being put outside or inside to appease children. The fact that a couple of students at a high school on the West Bank said they wanted to do that, students say a lot of things. But if the school says no, then it didn't happen. So how could you possibly call this show and suggest that it really did happen? At least we're here to set the record straight here, and we can't let these lies go on and on and on, regardless of the shallow justification that is given.
Hang on a sec. Before we move on, I promise. So this isn't like Adam is doing the thing where you take one incident and you say, oh, well, he didn't mean it. Zoom out and connect the dots. I will repeat this until I'm blue in the face. The future belongs to people who can connect the dots. This is not the only time Donald Trump has said this. He's been doing this for many weeks now. Back in September, quote, the transgender thing is incredible. Think of it. Your kid goes to school and comes home a few days later with an operation. The school decides what's going to happen with your child. He said that to Moms for Liberty. That is not an attack on gender ideology or gender affirming, you know, education for children. He's talking about operations, and he's been doing this for weeks. So don't come in here and say this is he just misspoke this one time.
And very quickly, Adam, look, you know, vote for Trump. You can vote for Trump. I'm not telling you to not vote for Trump, but man, don't be a sucker. Don't buy into these ridiculous lies that we expose on this show. And the sex change, the reaffirming operations, it's not happening. The litter boxes are not happening. The pet thing never happened. I'm Scoot. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, look, I'm sure some of you MAGAites wanted to take care of Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney yesterday when you saw them together, right? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. WWL. All right, man. Our conversation continues into the next hour. And Trump said January 6th was a day of love. You know, I think he really believes that, but that's how distorted his view of the world is. I'm Scoot on the air, but vote for him if you want to. We'll be back.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On WWL. Yeah, turn up the radio. You don't want to miss anything that's said on this show, because there's some wacky stuff that comes out of this show every afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. I'm going to share some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page later on. And just always interesting comments. And there are a couple of people who are such chronic posters. And I mean, I love that they're paying this much attention to me. They obviously don't like me, but they're paying so much attention to me. I don't know, maybe they have a secret crush on me or something. But it's just, it's amazing that these people are so quick to comment and then comment on the comments and then further comment. And then if I comment, I mean, no matter what I post, there are a couple of people that they're just always there to post right away. And then, man, anybody says anything, they're posting. I mean, do these people have jobs? I mean, what kind of job do you have that you could pay that much attention to that? I mean, even when I'm off the air, I don't pay that much attention to it. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Interesting call last hour from a caller who called up to say, to ask me, do I really believe that Trump believes that schools are sending kids through gender-affirming surgery without parental consent? And I said, really, I really don't know how Trump thinks. I mean, I kind of know how he thinks, but I can't vouch for what he really believes in his heart and mind. But I think it's interesting that people call up, and they do this constantly. When I bring up something that's really humiliating, and it's so wild and bizarre that it's embarrassing that Trump said it, people want to defend him and say, well, that's not what he really meant. Why is it that Trump supporters feel the need to call up and tell us what Trump really means? No, he didn't really mean that. What he meant was, you know, so basically what you're saying is we cannot take Trump for his word. In other words, you can't believe what you're saying is you can't believe what Trump says, because what he says, he really doesn't mean. He really means something else. And, you know, again, wrote a blog about this, agree or disagree. The blog is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can read it and comment on it. And if you didn't hear me talk about the blog earlier, please read it before you comment. You know, I read some of the comments on the Facebook page, and it's obvious that people did not really read the content. They didn't take time to view the video. They didn't take time to read the blog. And they're just commenting. Because what they comment on, I cover in the blog, or I cover in the video. So people are just looking at the headline and commenting. It's titled, Why Are Trump's Pants on Fire? And, you know, the latest lie is that schools are taking children and they're getting them gender-affirming surgery without parental consent. And even Ainsley Earnhardt from Fox and Friends, because they aired part of what Trump said on Fox and Friends, and she said, I'm quoting here, quote, it is happening. It's unbelievable. As a parent, you would not be notified of such a major decision. Why would Ainsley Earnhardt say that? I mean, I don't think she's stupid, but there's no truth of this. So again, Fox is feeding the lies that they think their viewers want to hear. It's not about the truth. It's a lie. This is not happening. And the students identifying as cats, they never put litter boxes in bathrooms. That was a story that circulated and circulated quickly because people wanted to believe it. They want to believe that it's that crazy. Or they take the word of one person, or they take the word of some bogus website where people are just, making tons of money because of the idiots out there that are clicking on this. It's just clickbait stuff. And so, again, I'm not telling you who to vote for. And I know many of you are voting for Donald Trump. That's okay. This is America. You can vote for Donald Trump. But I just think it's important for us to know what we're dealing with. And Donald Trump is so damn good for my business. How do you know I'm not planning to vote for Donald Trump? You don't know. And I never say who I vote for in any election. So you might think you know who I'm voting for, but I care about my business. If Donald Trump is reelected, I'm going to have stuff every day to talk about. That's not all we're going to talk about, but he'll give me something every day to talk about. And a lot of people vote for the candidate that they think is good for their business. So you really don't know exactly who I'm going to vote for. But we're going to be here and we'll tell you the truth about Donald Trump. So I'll get to some of your comments from the SOTA Facebook page. All right, in the final stretch, 2 weeks from today is the election. So it's the final stretch of the 2024 campaign, and the attacks are getting more personal.
With Election Day just 2 weeks away, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are targeting each other.
He's becoming increasingly unstable and unhinged.
Crooked Joe Biden became mentally impaired, sad. But lying Kamala Harris, honestly, I believe she was born that way.
We must take note of the fact that this is an individual who wants to be president of the United States. And I think the American people deserve better than someone who actually seems to be unstable.
There's something wrong with Kamala.
Her doctor says she's in excellent health and has the physical and mental resiliency to serve as president. Donald Trump has provided only limited snapshots of his health over the last year, but a spokesman for the Trump campaign says, according to his personal physician and his doctor when he was in the White House, Donald Trump is in perfect and excellent health to be commander-in-chief. I'm Rita Foley.
You know, I said this the other day. I really think that candidates for president should have to submit to full examinations at Walter Reed Medical Center in D.C. And there should be doctors with an objective examination and the results of the candidates. Because Kamala Harris is going to pick the doctors that are going to give her a good review. And same thing with Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump may be taking some kind of medication. He doesn't want you to know what's on it. Well, he's on it. He doesn't want you to know he's taking this stuff. And to say that Kamala Harris is born mentally impaired, I mean, does Donald Trump even know what mentally impaired is? I mean, I guess not, because you could hate her policies and you could hate everything she stands for, but she's not showing any signs of being mentally impaired. In fact, Donald Trump is showing more signs of being mentally deranged than Kamala Harris, based on some of the things that Trump says. The Latino vote is going to be a crucial vote for either side if they're going to claim victory. And the campaigns know these votes are up for grabs right now in a way that has not been true in previous elections.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are highlighting their economic plans as they reach out to Latino voters today. Harris with an interview for Telemundo, and Trump with what's billed as a roundtable with Latino men at his Doral Golf Resort, an event rescheduled from early October due to Hurricane Milton. Trump is promising increased oil production, tariff hikes, and tax cuts.
Hispanic people have tremendous, they say you can't generalize, but I think you can.
Trump spoke at a roundtable for the Hispanic community in North Las Vegas on October 12th.
They have wonderful entrepreneurship, and they have, you have such energy. Just ease up a little bit, okay?
Senior Trump campaign advisor Daniel Alvarez says the Latino American community knows that President Trump is the only candidate who can bring prosperity back to America. Vice President Harris intends to highlight her plans to remove college requirements for some federal jobs, provide forgivable loans to encourage small businesses, and increase registered apprenticeships, something her campaign says is resonating with Latino men.
He will pretend he cares about our families.
Kevin Muniz is a spokesman for the Harris-Walz campaign.
If Trump gets the chance again, he will be more dangerous.
Hispanic American voters could swing the outcome in states such as Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona, where running mate J.D. Vance is holding two rallies today. Trump's also campaigning in Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. Harris running mate Tim Walz will be sharing a stage in Madison, Wisconsin with former President Barack Obama. Harris is scheduled to campaign with the former president and former First Lady Michelle Obama later this week. Jennifer King, Washington.
There is somebody, I have a story somewhere, it's not in front of me right now, but there's a story of a poll worker, somebody who's like a poll commissioner or works in the polls. He's a part of maybe an election official, and he works in Florida, and he says that anybody who has a name that sounds Hispanic, he's going to automatically label them suspicious in terms of being a voter. In addition to the non-white vote, both campaigns are really going hard after the swing state of Pennsylvania.
Thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania.
It's good to be back in Pennsylvania.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been laser focused on Pennsylvania, a crucial swing state. Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes is the largest prize of the most important swing states. Voters like Brian Neal of Chester County know how important they are.
Half of my friends are voting for Kamala, and the other half are voting for Trump. So if that's any indication, then I think it's a pretty tight race here.
Fernwood Yost is poll director at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, PA.
Pennsylvanians know that this is a key state. They're hearing it. They're seeing it. It's being demonstrated by the visits and by the advertising. So it'll mean that we have higher turnout than other places that don't get as much attention.
Early voting already has begun in Pennsylvania, and Yost says voters for both candidates are equally motivated. I'm Donna Warder.
You know, the other day I said, I wish we were a swing state so we would get a lot of attention. But when I see the chaos around these candidates always being in these swing states, I'm thinking, you know what? Just kind of leave us alone, okay? Maybe it's good to not be a swing state. Speaking at a campaign faith event in North Carolina last night, former President Donald Trump said he needs the support of Christians.
In our movement, we love Christians, we welcome believers, and we embrace followers of Jesus. So I'm here tonight to deliver a simple message to Christians across America. It's time to stand up and save your country. But as I look back at my life's journey and events, I now recognize that it's been the hand of God leading me to where I am today.
sorry. I mean, I can't help it, but chuckle at that, because remember, he was very serious when he said he doesn't ever feel the need to ask God for forgiveness.
Two could forget 2 Corinthians.
Yeah. In Wisconsin last night, Vice President Kamala Harris says that Americans need not despair about the future of our country.
I say do not despair because in a democracy, as long as we can keep it in our democracy, the people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be. And so let's not feel powerless.
And I agree with that. I've said many times, as tense as all of this seems, with all of the fear-mongering, if you vote for the other candidate, if I don't win, we're going to lose democracy, we're going to lose freedom of speech, we're going to lose this country, or if I don't win, this country's never going to be the same. You know, we hear all of that. But in spite of all of that, we are going to survive this. America will survive this, no matter who wins the presidency. I have concerns, in some ways, about Donald Trump's audacity and his ego when it comes to being in a position of power. I worry about the mentality that led to January the 6th, which, you know, I think Trump really believes in his mind that it was a day of love. But, you know, most people who have a brain know that that was anything but a day of love. But again, I remind you that those people lost. They didn't win. They're all losers. They tried to do something and they failed, because the politicians came back and certified the election in the early morning hours. So it was a failed attempt all the way around. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And, you know, again, vote for Trump if you want to, but we're going to continue to talk about the fantasy-like lies that I covered, the latest one about no parental consent and, you know, kids are, boys are being turned into girls because that's what the school wants for them. It's gender-affirming surgery. It's happening without parental consent. Man, if you believe those kind of lies, there's no evidence that it's happening. But just shame on you. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, I hope you're making your plans for Halloween weekend coming up this weekend. I'm Scoot on the air, and of course we do welcome everybody who's in town. I'm sure there's some people in town early for the Taylor Swift concerts this weekend. Here are a couple of fast comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, reaction to the blog that I wrote and is posted there. Why are Trump's pants on fire? Melinda says, from Wikipedia, during and after his term as president of the United States, Donald Trump made tens of thousands of false and misleading claims. The Washington Post's fact checkers documented 30,573 false and misleading claims during his presidential term, an average of about 21 per day. Donald says, yep, he fantasizes about Arnold Palmer's junk. Unbelievable. Weird. Another Melinda says, wow, y'all act like Kamala doesn't spew lies. And whoppers at that. And then she says the border is secure is the biggest lie of all. Yeah, the border's not secure. That is a lie. But Kamala Harris simply does not tell the kinds of lies that Donald Trump tells, like eating pets, like the FEMA money, like the surgery. You know, your kid goes to school a boy and comes back a girl, and the school doesn't even tell you. The litter boxes for students that identify with cats. You know, this is different. And I do begin my blog by saying all politicians lie, and they do. But they lie about statistics or about accomplishments, things that they've done. Did Kamala Harris really work at McDonald's? I don't know. Apparently, you know, those kind of records are not always readily available when it goes back so far. So did she or didn't she? I don't know. But of course she lies. And we're even talking this afternoon about another plagiarism claim against her. So we'll get to those details coming up. But her lies are just not as dramatic and fantasy based as Donald Trump's are. Again, you know, the pet thing, the surgery, the litter boxes. I mean, this is ridiculous stuff, but it's all designed to scare people. All right, let's go to Mid-City. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, what up, Scoop?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. You know, it gets to a point, you know, whereby, you know, y'all just flat out just be like, trying to tell people, whatever you do, don't vote for Donald Trump.
I never said that.
Well, I mean, that's where y'all come across over the radio. I mean, y'all can't hear yourself.
No, I've said several times today, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, vote for Donald Trump. The issue is, you know, if you're going to vote for him, vote for him, but don't believe the lies.
Okay. All right. Is it a lie that you have male playing in girls' sports? You know, like...
No, that's not a lie. That's not a lie.
You know, right. But, you know, that's not exaggeration. All right.
No, that's not a lie. I mean, but a lot of people are against, including myself. I'm not for that. I mean, a lot of people have stood up against that. So I agree with Donald Trump on that. I don't think people who are born male should participate in women's sports.
Right. You know, and you know, when he was in office, I mean, the people people was coming across that border at a trickle. When he was out of office, they came in by the millions.
Yeah, I'd have to check the stats on that. You know, you're probably close to right on that. You know, the border, you know, I've been very hard on Biden, the Biden administration, because the border is a bigger mess than it was when Trump was in office. But it was a mess when Trump was in office, too. And it's been a mess for a long time.
But y'all don't be down on Biden and the Biden administration and Kamala Harris like y'all do with Trump. I mean, you know, it's kind of obvious.
Well, Mike, Mike, if everybody's selling chocolate ice cream, don't you think it would be smart for an ice cream stand to maybe sell a different flavor? And that's what we do on this show. If you want to lock in, let me finish, Mike. If you want to lock into conservative media, you can. There's a lot of outlets, but they all do the same thing. And so we provide an alternative. I'm honest about Kamala Harris, and I talk about it, and I'm talking about the plagiarism charge against her, but I'm also honest about the lies that Donald Trump tells. We don't have to be fair. There's nothing about this that has to be fair. It doesn't have to be, you know, 50-50. The conservative media is not that way, and we don't have to be that way.
All right. Well, you admitted that you will do whatever you have to do for the sale of commercials.
I didn't say that. I never said that, Mike. I wouldn't do whatever I have to do. I mean, I could do a lot of things that are not within, we're not within the realm of my morality, and I wouldn't do certain things, but I do the best I can, and we have a very, very successful show. So why should I change?
You have a successful show by beating up on Donald Trump.
Well, hell, you know, I'm being honest about my opinions. I'm being totally honest about my opinions.
Right, that, and you have a right to have your own opinion, just like.
Okay, well then, what's the call about?
All the 75% of the country have their right to vote who they want to vote for.
Okay, so what's the call about then? If I have a right to express my opinion, and if I'm honest with my opinion, what's the call about?
The call was about you and your producer coming across about. You know, y'all telling us, you know, making us feel like if there's something wrong with us because we see things differently from the way y'all see things.
Well, if that's the way you perceive it, Mike, I can't control how you perceive the show, but we have every right to talk about everything that we talk about.
Scoot, I'm not the only one. Scoot, I'm not the only one, and you know it.
Well, Mike, I realize that, but I'm not in, you know, I'm not in this business for everybody to like. I'm not going to say things to make people like me. You know, a lot of people don't like you. I don't know what business you're in, but not everybody does business with you. You've got competition.
I know you got a business. You know, I mean, you got to sell commercials, bro. We understand.
Mike, not going to continue. I'm not going to continue down that road because we've already been there. I've already explained it. I have never said anything just for the purpose of getting ratings. Everything that I do is honest. Everything that I talk about is honestly my opinion. So respect me for that. And I'm in a red state. It would be so easy to just be all conservative all the time. But yet, I can't because that's not who I am. I'm a radical moderate. I'm registered independent. I am true to myself. Even in a red state, I'm true to myself. But I'm not going to do something just to get ratings. Now, with what I talk about, I'm going to try to make it as entertaining and as compelling as possible. And I'm going to present topics in such a way that that it gets people thinking, or it gets people excited about listening, whether they love it or they hate it. But, you know, I'm not in this business to make everybody like me. I'm in this business to be successful. And our show's successful. I want it to be even more successful. So, you know, we continue. But this is all about freedom of speech. And, you know, again, you can lock into so many conservative shows and so much conservative media that if you want somebody who's just going to kiss Trump's ass and ignore all of these things, and some of the things that we say on this show stand out because you don't hear it on the conservative media. But everything that we say on this show is absolutely true. I've never told a lie about Donald Trump. And I know that frustrates people because they want to believe that I've told lies about Donald Trump. And again, I know a lot of people listening are going to vote for Trump. That's okay. I'm not telling you who to vote for. Vote for who you want to vote for. But I think Americans should hold politicians accountable to the truth. Yes, there are things about Donald Trump that scare the hell out of me, like the mentality that led to January 6th. And some of the things that he says, if we can take him on his word, then some of the things scare me about his authoritarian mentality. He was this way in business, and he's this way as a politician. So some of that scares me, but I think this country's going to survive. I don't think Donald Trump's going to ruin this country. I think there are enough checks and balances in place, and you know, there were a lot of people who voted for Trump and then regretted it, and those people stand up and talk. I mean, that happened last time. There are always people who vote for somebody and then regret voting for the person, and those people come to stand up for what they believe is right. But what we do on this show is totally American. It is the result of being a patriotic American, which is speaking the truth about what you believe. And not everybody has the courage to do that. And a lot of people who are speaking the truth, they're speaking the truth that they get from somebody else. They didn't make it up themselves. They heard it from somewhere else. I hear the sound bites continuing on this show. And it's stuff that is filtered through conservative media, and then they want to use it to comment on what we comment on. But most of them are not original thoughts. Most of it is from somebody else. They told them it, and then they believe that. But man, this is America. You vote for whoever you want to vote for. But that's not going to stop me from saying Donald Trump is lying to you about the surgery, the gender-affirming surgery that schools are supposed to be doing. They're not doing it. There's no evidence of it. And so if he tells a lie like that, we're going to talk about it. I think that's being very American. If you want to join us with your comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1969 that Paul publicly denied the rumors that he was dead. And I remember this, young teenager listening every night for the latest clue that Paul McCartney was dead. And there were so many clues. It was the death hoax that was started by a sports and arts writer for a student newspaper at the University of Michigan. And man, it went global. But this is the day that Paul publicly admitted that he was not dead. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, and you know, some people end up having children that they really didn't plan on having, and they really don't take care of them. Kamala Harris is talking about how every woman in every state must have reproductive freedom and access to health care that they need. And she's talking about more options for affordable contraception that they need and deserve. This includes coverage for no-cost over-the-counter contraception without a prescription for the first time in our nation's history. With the number of young people who have children, because the guys that boink them, the guys that bang them, I mean, this is not any kind of loving sex, it's just a banging. The guys that bang them and they impregnate them and they walk away, you know, these girls need to be on birth control. You know, they don't need to be having children. And there's far too much of this in the country. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages, and then we'll get back to some of your calls.
Here's a text message that says, Taylor Swift is a modern phenomenon. She's a hard worker who seems to give her audience all she can.
Agree. I mean, I have total respect for her.
Here's a text that says, you need to clarify that the high ticket prices for the Target for the Taylor Swift concert are from resellers. There are those who will think that Taylor Swift is the one who is charging those prices up front.
Well, yeah, I thought that was obvious. And if it's not obvious, it's not Taylor Swift. No, this is from people who bought the tickets and they're reselling them. So, no, this does not reflect on Taylor Swift. But I heard on Channel 4 earlier that a ticket was, you know, 100,000 or 200,000 or something ridiculous. But you can get seats on the floor for $3,400 or $4,500 per ticket. Up in the higher levels of the Caesars Superdome, tickets are going for $1,300 a ticket.
Here's a text that says, why is everyone so concerned about the Mexican border? Why doesn't anyone talk about all of the immigrants flying in from other countries? No one even spoke about the Afghan terrorist that was caught a few weeks back. I'm disappointed in how many black men believe in Trump. If people who used to work for him say how dangerous this man is, why, for the life of me, are we so uninformed? Dexter.
Well, Dexter, first of all, you're right about that. A great number of illegal immigrants fly into this country. But see, that doesn't have the political juice that the southern border has, because those coming across the southern border are brown. And this just adds juice to the political comments about it. And that has a lot to do with it. You know, people from countries where they're predominantly white populations come into this country illegally. They're not the issue. The issue is the southern border. And I do know that there are criminals, there are bad people that cross the southern border. So it's a problem. Look, it was a crisis when Trump was president. It's still a crisis, and it's gotten worse under Biden.
Here's a text about this Trump lying about people, their children having sex change operations at school. This text says, we can't even get lawmakers to allow our children free lunches. Do people really believe the government and schools are going to do gender reassignment surgery? Get the hell out of here.
It is such a ridiculous lie that it concerns me that people believe it. It's because they want to believe it. They want to use it as ammunition against the enemy. But it's simply not true, and we're here to set the record straight on that.
And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, I was on a cruise last week trying to get away from politics. However, there were several MAGA supporters walking around daily with their gear on, making lots of noise. They made me seasick. You'd think they could leave their politics at home, but no, they threw it in your face. Trumpism is a disease that needs to be eradicated. Oof.
See, that's a problem. I mean, keep that, you know, blanket home. I mean, I know you're proud, but, you know, are you nothing other than a Trump supporter? You know, I've talked about this before. I think a lot of people define themselves by their politics. And I guess they feel like they're meaningless. And the only thing that defines them is that they're a MAGA supporter. That's who I am. Are you nothing without that? Aren't you something else? Or is that all that you are? And I just think it's a shame, especially if they're like making noise. I mean, you want to wear a Trump shirt on a cruise, okay. But if you're being verbal about it, or, you know, trying to engage people on a cruise, that's not right.
It's just the worst. I've seen some people do that, you know, in tourist areas, both here in New Orleans. I remember it was particularly bad in St. Petersburg, Florida. You know, just like you said, if you want to wear the hat, great. If you want to wear the shirt, great. But if you're walking around deliberately trying to antagonize people into arguing with you, something is broken inside your head.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why people think that that's the right way to go through life. And then they want to tell us, they want to tell you and me that we got Trump derangement syndrome because we're doing our jobs of talking about what's in the news and what's happening politically. That, my friends, that is Trump derangement syndrome. You see somebody walking around with the flag as a cape, and they've got all the stuff, and they're screaming at everybody around them. That's TDS.
You know, and again, I mean, it's like you're nothing without that. That's all that you are. I mean, it's really kind of sad, but it's kind of a statement about America. We've got to get to a break here because we have a Halloween-oriented text-off coming up. So let's get to this break. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, today we wish happy birthday to actor and producer Christopher Lloyd, 86 years old today. Christopher Lloyd played Jim, Crazy Jim, on Taxi. He was part of the Back to the Future movie franchise. He's been involved in some brilliant things. He's involved in the TV show, the sitcom Modern Family, which is brilliant. So Christopher Lloyd, 86 today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with the Text Off on WWL. Okay, it's time for the Tuesday Text Off. This is a Halloween-related. We've got an original and a cover, and you decide which is better. And, you know, sometimes the original wins, sometimes the cover wins. But it's all up to you to decide. And we've got song A and song B. Again, one's the original, one's the cover. Text A or B, depending on which one you like best. Text A or B to the Oaken Heart text line, 504-260-1870. All right, here is song A. All right, that is song A, and here comes song B. Remember, text A or B, depending on which one you like the best, to the Oaken Heart text line, 504-260-1870. Here's song B. All right, which song do you think was better, song A or song B? All right, right now, text A or B to the Oaken Heart text line, 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. CNN chief media analyst Brian Stelter has been bashed on social media because he said that the Donald Trump event at the McDonald's was a staged event. And he got bashed for saying that. Why? Why would you bash somebody for saying that? And also, there is a new charge of plagiarism against Kamala Harris. We'll also talk about that in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the air. A great Tuesday afternoon, and we'll come back with more of your comments on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there might be a lot of ghosts in town this weekend for the big Halloween celebration, because Halloween is next week. And you know, as I've said, not everybody can go out Halloween night because it's a school night for many. But this weekend's going to be a big celebration. But with the Taylor Swift concert in town, this weekend's going to be anything but a ghost town. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Just a lot going on again. Nothing unusual there. This show has been busier than it's ever been. And my Facebook page, Scoot in the Air, is busier than it's ever been in terms of people reach. That's growing. And also just in terms of reaction, the way people respond to the blogs and videos that I post. And the comments, I mean, some of the comments, the numbers of comments are really very, very, very high now. So that's really, that's cool. I mean, if I were Trump, I'd say, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I mean, nobody's ever seen anything like this ever before. Anyway, I wrote a blog. It is on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Also posted on the WWL.com website. Why are Trump's pants on fire? And it's the latest lie. Donald Trump was on Fox News Channel, and this was part of the barbershop series. There's really been very, very interesting. Trump was asked by the parent of a five-year-old what he plans to do about failing schools in areas like the Bronx in New York. And he acknowledged that schools are failing, and he answered by saying that he was going to stop schools from doing gender-affirming surgeries. And he said, you know, without parental consent, your boy leaves for school, and comes back a girl. And this idea that schools are doing this without parental consent, it's scaring people. It's making people think that schools are actually doing this. None of this is true. It's not happening. And then there's the litter box thing about, you know, students identifying with animals and cats, and so they want litter boxes in the bathroom. That was a big myth. It didn't happen. So again, we're just talking about the lies. But you can comment on that. I'll get to more of your comments a little bit later on the SOTA Facebook page. All right, let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. The song was Season of the Witch. And the song was done originally by Donovan in 1966. The song B, the other version, the cover, was Joan Jett. And I believe this appeared in the HBO series True Blood. I think it also appeared in a Netflix series. But song B was the loser. I love the Joan Jett version. But I actually remember early in my career playing the Donovan version when I was doing music radio years ago. So here is the winner, Song A, Donovan, Season of the Witch, done in 1966. I mean, some people might think this relates to Kamala Harris running for president. All right, we have a lot to get to this hour. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls, and also we're going to get to more of your text messages coming up. Man, last night, did you watch the Monday Night Football game? I mean, if you're a Saints fan, you had to rejoice. The Bucs, Baker Mayfield, and the Tampa Bay Bucs have looked so awesome this year, especially against the Saints. They were ravaged. They were just tossed around like a ragamuffin last night by the Baltimore Ravens, went into Tampa Bay and kicked the Bucs' ass. A lot of injuries, though. And boy, that last injury, I think it was Chris Galloway was a receiver who was injured, the Tampa Bay Bucs receiver. You know, they did not show the replay on the broadcast because it was so graphic. And all I could see after the injury was that his left leg was just totally limber. And obviously it was a broken leg because he was kind of dragging himself forward and the left leg was just kind of limp being dragged along. And it was just so hard to watch that. But yeah, a lot of injuries. So, you know, I don't want anybody to ever be injured, but you know, the Saints have had injuries and now the Tampa Bay Bucs are not what they used to be because of the injuries that they sustained. And I'm not sure how long some of these people are going to be out. I'm sure they'll be talking about this on Sports Talk coming up with Bobby, Mike and Steve. And over the weekend, the Seahawks went into Atlanta and kicked the Falcons' ass. So the Bucs and the Falcons are now 4-3. The Saints are 2-5, and I'm telling you, I don't think we're finished. I don't think it's over yet. And Sunday, we travel to L.A. to take on the Chargers. I think it's a game we can win. Let's hope we do. In the first 3 days of early voting in the state, over 260,000 people have voted compared to 236,000 in 2020, and there's been an increase in first-time voters. Also, after appearing at the McDonald's in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump is selling MAGA Donald shirts. I mean, Donald Trump is the ultimate marketer. And he's got more merchandise out, so now there are MAGA Donald shirts if you want to get one of those. McDonald's is now trying to distance itself from Trump, saying they do not endorse candidates. Well, then why have Trump there? You know, I find this interesting. You know, you don't want to endorse candidates, so why have him there? As I said yesterday, I think it was a successful bit because voters don't really pay that much attention to the content. They pay more attention to what they see. And they see Donald Trump, you know, working a minimum wage job. And I think the visual of that is positive for Donald Trump. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Let's go to Charlie in Lafayette. Charlie, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I have for you a while. But anyway, I'm listening to what you say. And about first of the gender affirming surgery, all these people either stupid or they're liars, and I don't think you're stupid. But here's the deal: a gender affirming surgery, you don't go into school and go out one day. You don't have an operation. You have recovery and all that. You have to think common sense wise. You don't come in and about 8 hours later you're out of a hospital when you do something like that. Okay, so. That's a lie. You know, your caller you had last hour about men playing women's sports, it's very rare, and it's not done in the state of Louisiana. I've been officiating high school football, part of the LHSA, for 41 years. It takes two-thirds of them to change any rule, and none of them are going to do that. So that's another thing. All these politicians that passed that law, they didn't do anything special. They just got, you know, they were able to grandstand, you know. Thirdly, Tim Walz about the tampons in the bathroom.
Yeah.
They never put tampons in the bathroom, and as part of the bill, someone slipped it in there. He signed it, you know, whatever, but they didn't, that's not there promoting that. Okay, the other thing is, you know, when you're talking about the FEMA stuff, it put a lot of people at risk of really being harmed on that. That's a lie. I mean, you know, there's so many things. The thing is, this is a microcosm how Trump would rule without any guardrails. He's not going to have the same people who had guardrails on him the last time. And he, like I said, not, you know, re-election. I don't know if he really wants to win. I don't know what it is, but I think the man psychologically has lost it. And Kamala can be controlled by a Republican Senate. Trump, I think that the country is going to survive, you know, whether it is Trump. But the Republican Party won't survive 4 more years of Donald Trump. They will throw them out for a generation after the crappy pull, because they no one had the balls to stand up to it. So,
you know, I find that interesting. I find it interesting that collectively the mainstream Republicans were really weak, and they lost it. There were too many of them who were afraid to stand up to Donald Trump and say what they really thought, because there are a lot of high ranking Republicans who are publicly for Donald Trump, but they don't really like him. I mean, you hear what's being said, you know, behind closed doors, and there are a lot of Republicans who are supporting Donald Trump who really don't like him, and they think he's kind of dangerous.
And Mike Johnson looks this Mr. Fake Christian, you know, whatever, nationalist. He looks like a creepy person if you look at him. You know, he looks weird. You know, I'm just telling you, this is what it's become, and in my area, we send Clay Higgins to Congress. It's embarrassing. You know, and then we, you know, you got Ken Paxton in Texas that is trying to get into people's personal records, women, if they went to another state to get an abortion. That's Joseph Mengele and Joseph Goebbels and all that other stuff is what they have become. And until they cleanse that, they're going to, you know, they're going to lose, because they're in their own little world and their own little bubble. You know, so. You know, I don't want to take anyone else's time, but I'll let you comment on what I've said, and I appreciate you giving me the time.
Scoot. All right, Charlie, I'm glad you're listening in Lafayette. Thanks for calling. And, I appreciate those of you who are listening really throughout this area and really throughout the country. I appreciate you tuning in. And, you know, you can always tune in to the show through the Audacy app, AUDACY, download it. And you can rewind it and listen to the whole show, an hour of the show, or special highlights. And Ian's pumping those onto the show, onto the Audacy app during our show. So just download the Audacy app or tell your smart speaker to play WWL, and you go to the Audacy app and follow Scoot, and you will always have us around. You know, Charlie brings up interesting points, and you know, there's so much hypocrisy that it's overwhelming. I mean, the hypocrisy really in this country is absolutely overwhelming. And one side says things about the other side that they used to say, that people, they used to attack people for saying the same thing about them. I just wish Americans would be a little better at not being hypocritical. But I don't know if they have the ability, if collectively as a country, we have become just nothing but hypocrites. And, you know, we'll see who wins. We'll see who wins. And whoever wins, I believe we're going to survive this and we'll go on. All right. When we come back, Kamala Harris faces more allegations of plagiarism after a new book bombshell. And CNN chief media analyst Brian Stelter is being bashed on social media for claiming that the Donald Trump event at McDonald's was carefully staged. People were bashing him for saying that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Some people just love to complain. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And also, there are people who can afford more expensive cars, but they're buying lower priced cars. And this seems to be a phenomenon that is gaining popularity, which is really kind of cool. You know, I just got a new car, and I was looking at another car that was a lot more expensive, and I could have afforded a more expensive car, but I got the car that I got because I just loved the car, and it was less expensive. I like that part of it, but I just love the car. So I don't know if we're going to get into it this afternoon, but I love talking about the cars that you love. It's not always the case, but quite often cars are an extension of our personalities. In some ways, a car says something about who you are. Now, for those of you who are just doing the best you can and you're driving what you're driving because you need to, I get that too. And I've been in that position many times in my life. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us Tuesday afternoon. So Kamala Harris faces more allegations of plagiarism. I'll get to that in just a moment. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
All right, Scoot, thank you, man. I have a couple of things I want to go over today. First of all, I'd like to talk about how I believe, and it feels like Elon Musk and some of Trump supporters are trying to GameStop the election. Just like how when they all got together and made the price of GameStop go up because you had a lot of incels and really just, you know, people who thought it was a joke. And right now, what you got, like I said before, like it sound like Adam and Mike earlier, part of the FU vote out there who just wants to put a finger to mainstream and woke America, however they want to see it. But there's a good chance if Trump wins, what wins him this election is the FU vote and them trying to GameStop this election, which to me, that's almost like, I mean, it's stealing, but it's just such a corrupt way of doing it. I mean, that don't feel like really winning an election. And it's the weirdest mix. You got law enforcement with government officials. You got what seems like meth heads and others just all together behind this crazy, a wild man. You know, it's insane. But then we can look over at the Democrats. Look, back in when Obama got in office, promised us health care, delivered it. Biden promised us infrastructure, got it delivered. Harris is promising to have 50K for, I don't believe it'd be 50K, but somewhere up there for small businesses, 25 for first-time homeowners. And I think really the most important, it would help a lot of these people who are FU voters, or that you would be able to get money to support your elderly family members. I mean, those are things that will help these individuals who are so pissed off. These are things that would make them not pissed off. You wouldn't be pissed if you had, you know, money to open your own business. If you had money to take care of your mom, who's probably sick right now, or your father. You know, and then the things like with Harris, she has to be perfect on point every time. Can't do anything wrong. I believe they were wrong about Biden. I believe Biden has, I believe it was when Hunter got convicted, is when Biden started going down. I think that just really rattled Biden because he seemed okay. At that conviction, that really seemed to have shook Biden. And I think they should have been honest with the voters that Biden is not all the way there. And I think another thing that the voters would like to hear is who are they going to replace, like the Secretary of State, Blinken. I never was for Blinken. I think he's horrible at what he does, man. He don't talk right with these people. When he first met China, he met them with an attitude, and they met him right back with an attitude. And then my AUKUS, God, that dude just makes me pull my hair out, man. I think she needs to go ahead and say who she would replace these guys with. She has a deep bench. There is a deep bench. You got Shapiro. You got Bashir. You got Newsom out in California. You got Warnock. You got Pete Buttigieg. He is great at explaining things. I mean, there's so many pluses they have, but they're not talking about the pluses. And they need to sit down and talk to the FU voters and let them know that there are things here for you. What does Trump have for you? There's agents of chaos. I'm sorry to run on like that, Scoot.
I'm sorry, James. I like the description of the FU voters because there are a lot of them out there. But, you know, you need to remember that Kamala Harris or any politician, they can make it seem so easy that they're going to do these things for you. But talking about what she's going to give people is a far stretch from actually giving it to them. I mean, we need to remember that. These are shallow promises.
Obama promised health care.
Well, he did. I'm not saying they deliver sometimes.
Infrastructure, and we got but they did. They did. We seen they delivered. They delivered health care. They delivered infrastructure. So why can't she deliver?
Well, I mean, I guess she can. I still think as voters, we need to be skeptical and not be so sure to believe that they're going to do it, because it takes Congress to do it too. They can't do it alone.
Congress passed health care. Congress passed the infrastructure bill.
Okay, well, we don't know what.
What are we missing here?
We don't know what Congress is going to look like. I still think we need to be wary of promises.
Good thinking, man. Have a good one.
All right, James. All right. I'm glad you called. I mean, I'm sorry about this honesty here, but I think we need to be skeptical of promises. Kamala Harris wanting to give people these things, it sounds great. It's going to get some votes, but it's going to take an effort to get there. And in many cases, it's going to take Congress to do it. And we don't know how that's going to play out. I'm not saying that you don't, you can believe in her and you can believe in the promises, but just remember it's easy to promise things and there's no guarantee you're going to get things, but sometimes they actually do deliver. So Kamala Harris is hit with a new plagiarism charge. She allegedly took the text verbatim from a former colleague for using her content in written testimony, congressional testimony that she gave in 2007. Now, this is from analysis by the Washington Free Beacon. I don't know a lot about them, but this I'm giving the source here. This is their analysis. She had another plagiarism scandal. She was accused of copying word for word several blocks of text from her book Smart on Crime, published in 2009. So, look, this is a bad thing. You know, when you copy things, it's bad. Joe Biden, in his first presidential campaign in 1987, his whole campaign was disrupted because of plagiarism accusations. He appeared to copy a story from the British Labor Union from a politician in the British Labor Union, and he was accused of also plagiarism in law school. And that totally, you know, wiped him off the map in 87. So plagiarism is not a good thing. Now, when it comes to this testimony, it is possible that this district attorney and Kamala Harris went to the same source, and they both essentially copied the same source. So maybe she didn't copy this guy in particular. Maybe they both got information from the same source. But, you know, anyway, that's something that will play out. And if she did that, it is worth noting. And, you know, people need to be honest. I guess it's better if you're like Donald Trump and you just don't ever write anything. Because I don't know that Donald Trump is writing very much. People write things for him, but I don't know how much he actually writes. But anyway, I mean, it's you know, plagiarism is a very serious charge. And if Kamala Harris did these things, then she needs to explain it and be held accountable. All right. This is Ariana Grande. And Ariana Grande did something that almost makes her worthy of being banned from our show. She was at a meet and greet at Knox Scary Farm for Halloween. And Ariana Grande asked Elvira for 20 tickets for her guests. And Elvira gave her the 20 tickets. And she was taking pictures in the end. And Ariana Grande refused to take a picture with Elvira after Elvira got her all these tickets for her and her friends to go to this event to see her on stage. And then during the meet and greet, she wouldn't take a picture with Elvira. I think that was wrong. Now, Ariana Grande said, well, I don't do that. I mean, I get it if artists have their policies when it comes to autographs or selfies or pictures and things like that. But I don't know, man, in a case like that, I mean, I don't think there's any harm in that. And she gets you the tickets and Elvira's, you know, very upset by the whole thing. So I just wanted to reveal the truth there about Ariana Grande dissing the mistress of darkness, the mistress of Halloween, Elvira. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. You know, in my attempt to be fair, I saw this headline, Kamala Harris faces more allegations of plagiarism after book bombshell, but Ian did a quick search, and the Washington Free Beacon is essentially a conservative rag. So this is their interpretation. So it's the interpretation of a conservative rag. And other plagiarism experts looked at this and they could not determine that it was actual plagiarism. So, you know, if it's a legit story, we'll hear more about it. If not, just know that that information comes from a conservative rag. So we won't continue to talk about it. Let's go to Michael in Metairie. Michael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good.
Good. You are a lucky man to have a brilliant guy like Ian as your producer.
Well, I know that. I mean, Ian was my producer by choice.
Oh, well, that's good. You made a good decision. But anyway, I just got through reading a great new book by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the brilliant physician who solved the AIDS crisis. He details in that book the inner workings of Donald Trump and his White House during COVID. It was all incompetency and just complete chaos. But
what's the title of the book?
His word for it. Sorry?
What's the title of the book?
I think it's One and Only. Something, just ask for Fauci, Anthony Fauci, author.
Oh, that's Fauci. Okay, Fauci. All right.
Okay, anyway, don't even take his word for it. What you need to do is take the word of Dr. Deborah Birx, Trump's favorite doctor, who loved him, his great apologist. What she said after he left the White House, that it was his failure to listen to the doctors, Donald Trump's, thinking he was smarter than a doctor, saying that COVID was a Democratic hoax, just like climate change. And he said all of these things. And because of that, he was 4 months late to the party. And that's why America led the world in most deaths from COVID. And guess what? That makes him a mass murderer. He could have done it, but Dr. Birx said the reason he didn't do it is he didn't want to harm his chances for election. That is a beautiful person.
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about that. You know, in a case like that, Michael, I think it's hard to convict somebody as being a mass murderer under those circumstances based on a decision. It's kind of, you know, indirectly killing people or being indirectly responsible for their death. But I clearly understand the point you're making. But, you know, yeah, Donald Trump did not. We talked about this. He did not want to risk his chances of being reelected and did not want to make it seem like COVID was a big deal. So he sort of suppressed a lot of information. From Mandeville, JW, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, he's gone? Okay. All right. CNN's chief media analyst, Brian Stelter, has been just bashed on social media because he said that Trump's appearance at the McDonald's was carefully staged. Well, it was. People are talking about, well, gee, the Secret Service would have to do that because, you know, the guy almost got shot. Well, he got shot once and he almost got shot another time because of the assassination attempts. So what people are doing here is they're criticizing somebody that is much more liberal than conservative. I mean, I have watched Brian Stelter and I have heard what he says about a lot of things. He analyzes the media. I don't know if he's that liberal, but that's not the point. The point is that he was just condemned for even mentioning that it was staged. And we talked about this yesterday. Of course it was staged. But yet people want to denounce that by criticizing him for saying it was staged, saying that, well, it obviously has to be staged. Well, whatever. You're basically saying it was staged too. But people... There are some people who are just looking for reasons to bash people. And I guess it makes them feel better about themselves. But this business about, you know, criticizing people for being honest about something is really a very, very negative trend in America. And Kamala Harris is concerned that some of the skits and jokes about Donald Trump are distracting from the brutally serious consequences of him retaking the White House. And I don't know if the skits are changing anybody's mind. But, you know, Donald Trump, you know, delivers material that's easy to make a skit out of. On Saturday Night Live, for example. Or it's easy to joke about Donald Trump. I mean, nobody prompted him to do this. But Donald Trump talked about these in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the home of golfing great Arnold Palmer. And talked about how Arnold Palmer has a big... You know, a big wiener. I mean, first of all, who cares? Secondly, why even mention that unless you yourself are infatuated with it? And Donald Trump must be infatuated with that. Said that all the other golfers would be in the shower with him. And they would come out and go, wow, did you see that? And again, as I mentioned yesterday, who the hell's looking? You know, I mean, I'm looking at guys in the eye. If I'm in a situation like that, and it's been years since I've been in that situation, but, you know, there was a time when we've all been in locker rooms and shower situations where we've been with other people, and we've been naked or, you know, briefly naked around them, and I don't know who's, you know, staring it all down, but, you know, Donald Trump just says things, and then when he says crazy things like about the pets and says things about the litter boxes and says things about, about schools. You know, your kid goes to school, a boy, and then you get your kid back and your kid is turned into a girl because the school has ordered gender-affirming surgery without parental consent. You know, I mean, this stuff just lends itself to comedy because it is just so bizarre. But I'm not really sure that that is going to change the outcome of the election. But we do have to, as much fun as we have with some of this stuff, we do have to pay attention to the serious stuff. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1966, the Supremes became the first girl band with a number one album in America when the Supremes' Go-Go knocked the Beatles' Revolver out of the top spot and went to number one on this day in 66. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Donald Trump says that his favorite farm animal is a cow. He says they're so cute, they're so beautiful, and they taste so good. Oh, I added that last part in. Anyway, he says that if Kamala Harris becomes president because she's a radical left lunatic, there will be no more cows in America. So he says that if she wins, she's going to get rid of all the cows. Ridiculous. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, our market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show, even if we don't agree on everything. Thanks for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.